Misadventures of Cy and Elmer. Detectives are on the train. Cy and Elmer have accepted the dangerous task of investigating the railroad mystery on the branch line through Squash Hollow, a neighboring town near Punkinville. Five men have disappeared in five nights, and just at midnight each time. No details of the crime were available for our rural gumshoe experts, so the old boys are going into their case in the dark, in more ways than one. They are looking out the window of the smoking car, and in a few moments, the train will stop to drop them at a lonely junction point where the mystery waits for them.
I'm asking you, Cy Perkins, what's that fancy in us sitting in a smoking car? You can't smoke without getting sick.
I ain't a smoking Elmer, but the fella with the candy and peanuts is in this car.
Now, look here, Cy. You're a deputy sheriff now. Eating peanuts ain't no way to act, I'm telling you.
Well, being deputy sheriff is all right, but I reckon it's better to be detectives and get paid for the cases, ain't it?
No, sir, no. Better to be both like we be. I reckon I'm the smartest fellow in the county, and, well, you're the next smartest. This here railroad said we could have anything we wanted to help us figure out this case. And I reckon if we want a special train, then we'll get it.
Why, Elmer, we couldn't have a special train, could we?
Certainly we can. When we catch this fella, or whatever's doing all them things on the branch line, you and me is going back to town on a special train. You betcha. Now let's talk about getting this thing figured out.
It's gonna be an awful mean job, Elmer. Five men is gone now.
Cy, mean jobs is what we get paid for detecting. Remember what I said in the book, will you?
Yeah.
There ain't never been no perfect crime done yet. No, sir. There ain't never been a feller so mean or so smart that he didn't leave a clue someplace and he could be caught from it.
Yeah?
Yeah, betcha. No matter how many dollars or how many lives it took.
And what good is all that if ours is part of the lives it takes?
For goodness sake, Cy, will you quit bailing and get to thinking about this case?
Yeah.
Now, them fellers is all been done away with at the same time every night, ain't they?
Yeah.
Just at midnight.
And you know, Elmer, that I get awful nervous detecting at 12 dark midnight.
Cy, time don't mean nothing to you. You're nervous if it's 12 light o'clock at noon.
Yeah, ain't nothing to keep us from getting killed at midnight, just like all them other fellas.
What do you mean ain't nothing? I'm going to be there, ain't I?
Yeah.
Me, Elmer Peabody. And I'm plenty of smart, betcha.
Yeah.
I figured if them fellas was all killed at the same time, and in the same way, they must have all been doing exactly the same thing.
Uh-huh.
And they must have all been just where the killer wanted them to be at 12 o'clock. Mm-hmm. All we got to do is to find out what them fellas did and where they was and not do none of them things or be none of them their places.
Yeah, but suppose nobody knows just where them other fellas was or what they was doing and what they never.
Oh, what's the sense in supposing such a thing?
Yeah.
Them fellas was caught one at a time.
Yeah.
And we stick together, see? Two to a time, all the time.
Yeah.
It'll make it hard for the killing fella to handle us. And when 12 o'clock midnight comes, we'll be away off from the place where things is going to happen.
I hope you're right, Elmer.
Yeah, I'm right.
Now, I got a terrible feeling that we ain't never going to see Punkinville again.
Oh, my goodness, Cy, you always got a terrible feeling about something.
Yeah.
Most of the time, the terrible feeling turns out that you ain't got nothing but a stomachache.
Well, now that you speak of it, Elmer, and I don't feel so good in the stomach.
Yeah.
And that means trouble.
Mm-hmm.
I can always tell when trouble is a-coming by my stomach misery.
Yes, if you hadn't tried to eat all the peanuts on the train, you wouldn't feel so darn much trouble coming in your darned old stomach.
Make all the fun you want to, but something ain't just right about this crime we're detecting.
Si, there's something that ain't just right about every crime. My goodness, do you suppose they'd be calling detectives in if everything was just right?
That ain't what I mean, Elmer.
Yeah, what do you mean?
I mean, it's kind of funny that the railroad is giving us this case when they got plenty of money to hire the best detectives in the world.
Well, they hired them, didn't they? These railroad fellas are smart, I tell you. And they know that we know all there is to know about this here part of the country.
Well, I don't see where that's the good, Elmer. There ain't nothing to learn about the place we're going. Except a lot of tumbleweed and mighty stingy pasture.
That's just it, Si. You and me's been over this country, man and boy, for 40 years. And there ain't a blade of grass or rockings that we don't know.
And because we know all about that part of the country, we're supposed to be better than them big detectives from back east.
That's it, precisely. Yeah. Now, let's be sure we got everything we need before we start now. Must be getting right close to Junction, ain't we?
Well, we got the guns and deputy sheriff badges and all that.
Yeah?
Yeah, and I got the moving picture camera.
Now, look here, Si. There ain't no sense of carrying that thing. If we get in any kind of trouble, it's going to be at night, ain't it?
Yeah.
And you can't take no moving pictures at night. There's standing still ones neither.
Yeah, but Elmer, here's another thing I got.
What?
Well, it's a kind of a flashlight gadget.
What?
They just got them in to the drugstore today.
Mm-hmm.
I bought four of them.
Oh, say, them ain't nothing but electric light globes, Si. Now, how in tarnation are you going to find a place to stick him out there with that section crew?
Huh?
The only kind of electricity they got out here is coal oil lamp.
Yeah, but look here, Elmer.
What?
They fit into that little handle, just like a flashlight. There you are.
See? Good
just stuff. Put it in there like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, when you push this little button, they go off.
Well, say, now, that is a slick idea, Si, but, my, they go off awful quick like, don't they?
Yeah.
How would they be any good for taking moon pictures?
Well, of course, I don't know if I'm right.
Yeah, chances are you ain't.
But I figured that you could hold this flashlight thing and keep a foot in them globes in just as fast as you can.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll have the camera going all the time and pointed right at the trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we might just catch somebody doing something.
Say, now that's a mighty good idea, Si. Who helped you think of that?
Nobody, Elmer. I thought of it all by myself.
Yeah, that ain't no good.
Yeah, but you just said it was a good idea.
I said that before I knew whose idea it was.
No,
maybe it would. Anyway, I'll feel safer ride you shooting that camera than I would if you had a gun.
Camera. Elmer.
What's the matter now, Si?
The train is stopping. Elmer, it's stopping, Elmer.
Well, you didn't think we was going to jump off while it was going literally a split, did you?
No, but Elmer, it's stopping at the junction. And it's dark. That means we got to get off right here in the dark.
Well, how did you think we was going to get out of it but in the dark at this time of night?
Oh, I feel terrible danger, Elmer.
No, you don't feel nothing. Now, come on, get together and file off here. Come on, Si. This train stands still. Even if we are detecting for the railroad, they ain't going to hold no mainline train all night for us. Come on, Si.
We're always going into danger and trouble and misery.
Will you hush up and open that door? Come on, get her open.
Oh, Elmer, it's awful dark out here, Elmer.
Well, never mind the dark. Get down them steps.
Yeah, I'm getting
there. Well, get down them. What's it?
Oh. Elmer, I'm killed already, Elmer. Something hit me. Knocked me right down into this pile of busted glass.
Oh, busted glass, nothing. Them's only cinders, Si. Nobody hit you at all.
No.
You fell off the step of the car, that's all.
Oh.
Then we can see where we are now when that train is clear out of the way.
Oh, that train is going off and leaving us set right here, Elmer. And that brakeman feller never even said goodbye to us.
Certainly never even said goodbye. The boys on this train was told to act like they didn't know who we was.
Oh.
So that any of them desperate criminals out here is watching us get off this train, they won't know we're detectives.
Desperate criminals watching us out here.
Why not? That's where the doings is going on, ain't it?
Oh, did you hear that, Elmer?
Just a train whistle? That's all? What's the matter with that?
It sounded kind of lonesome and far off like. Oh, I'm scared, Elmer.
Now, look here, Si. There ain't nothing to be scared about. Just a train whistle. Oh, Si, I... Just a train whistle.
Now you're scared, Elmer.
I am, Emmett. Never have seen the day that Elmer Peabody was scared of nothing.
What do we got to do now, Emmett?
Well, turn that flashlight on. Let's see where we are, and I'll tell you. Hold it steady now, Si. Over that way. Yeah, there's a new branch line going off that way. And that's where we got to walk down the track to meet the section boss fitter. Well, come on, let's get started and put the flashlight out.
We ain't got to walk them 2 miles in the dark without no flashlight, have we?
Well, if you don't get a move on, you will be too old to walk before you get 2 miles.
Well, this walking kind of bothers me, Elmer.
Yeah.
I can't seem to hit them little boards the track is laid on.
Now you've done it, Si. Falling all over the place. Get up, Si. Pay attention to what you're doing.
This is terrible hard on my misery, Elmer. You know that I can't walk much ever since I had them chilblains back in 97.
Well, you get up here and walk with me. The next time you fall down, I'm going to run off and leave you. Leave you sat right here so the rabbits can scare you to death.
I got to stop for a minute, Elmer. Get some of them cinders out of my boot.
You ain't going to stop for nothing, Si. Just kick your heels out behind you and the cinders will fold out. We got 2 miles to go, Si, and work to do when we get them done.
Elmer, I'm too nervous and worried to have you being mean to me all the time. I'm getting all out of breath right now.
Well, quit talking and save your breath. You have more than that to worry before we get where we're going. 2 miles down the dark track is about your limit, Si, so hush up and keep coming.
I don't see why we got to walk down this track, Elmer.
Because they're just to build another end of it, and there ain't no trains running on it regular yet.
Yeah, but Elmer, in 2 miles of walking along a dark track with a misery and all, most anything can happen to us.
Yeah, so you ain't tell Elmer Peabody no news. And I wouldn't be surprised if that section feller don't never live to meet us on this track at all. Or more likely, we won't never live to meet him.
Yeah, what do you mean, Elmer?
I mean that any criminal who is smart enough and desperate enough to kill 5 men and get clean away with it is smart enough to know we're a-coming and do something so we don't never get there.
This is certainly a nice little party that the boys are walking into. Your announcer will tell you when you may hear another episode of Si and Elmer over this station.